In the book of Exodus, chapter 13, and verse 33, when the spies saw the giants in the land of the milk and honey, they were afraid. They felt powerless. They felt that the giants was too strong for them. But they failed to calculate the God factor. When you add God to your situation, you're more than an overcomer. God can work miracles with just a few people or just a small thing. You remember the story of the few fishes and the loaves, how that God blessed them, multiplied them, and they were sufficient. God tells us that He has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the strong. In 1 Samuel, the second chapter and verse 8, the Bible tells us that He raises up the poor out of the dust, and He lifts up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. Maybe you feel that you have been beaten down into the dust, and you think that your life is just one big pile of manure. God can raise you up. God can cause you to inherit the throne of glory if you will calculate Him into your plans. Do you consciously include God in all of your plans? Do you face the future with optimism, knowing that nothing is too hard for the Lord? Or is your life characterized by human abilities, human responses, and human resources? Only those who learn to expose their situations to the living God are delivered from the curse of the grasshopper complex. I would challenge you today to choose a specific difficulty in your life and trust God to conquer it. Think what troubles you the most at this moment: your hot temper, your inability to love others. Are you afraid that your children will go astray? Do you fear the future? Face those problems directly by giving them to God, casting all of your anxieties upon Him, because He cares for you. The Scriptures teach us that all spiritual battles that we face have already been conquered by Christ on the cross. God is honored when we simply say, "Thank you, Jesus." If the Israelites had taken God at His word, they would have realized that Canaan was already theirs. It was simply a matter of showing up in faith, believing that God was going to do a work for them. God was not deceiving His people when He told them He would bring them in. Choose the difficulty that troubles you to most. Trust God to either remove it, or if it's not sin, trust God that to give you the grace to accept it with joy. If you act on your own, going forward in your own strength and with your own wisdom, you will certainly fail. I'd like to say this: don't be contented with too little. Ask God for new areas of ministry and experience. Even if you think of yourself as a victorious Christian, choose to meet even greater challenges. Failure is not God's plan for us, nor does He want us to live below par. The Israelites were more content to wander in the wilderness than they were to tackle the walled cities. Remember Caleb? He was not satisfied at the age of 85 years old. He might have been forgiven for wanting a small home next to the seashore, a garden in the backyard. After all, he had already participated in many battles. Why not someone else conquer the new territory? Is he content with that? No, sir. No, sir, Rebob. He wants to conquer the mountain God promised him. So he takes the city of Hebron with their giants and walled cities. Here was a man who believed that God specialized in victory, not defeat. He was not afflicted with that grasshopper complex. Ask God for a mountain. Ask God for the wisdom to see the new challenge that can only be met with His help. Perhaps you want to share Christ with your neighbor. Maybe you want to have a ministry of encouragement. Or you might want to change the spiritual atmosphere of your neighborhood. Trust God for something that only He can do. You'll be amazed at the results. God calls us to a life that we cannot live, so that we must depend on Him for supernatural ability. We are called to do the impossible, namely, to live beyond our natural ability. Someone once said, if you've never been called to the impossible, you've never been called. I believe that we ought to have a positive attitude, a positive approach to life. Many Christians refuse to develop a positive attitude. The reason is simple. They plan to fail. Athletic coaches often notice that a player will develop what they call the loser's limp. A player sometimes develop a limp in order to have an excuse for not doing well. Many Christians constantly complain, "You see how badly I am handicapped." They choose to emphasize the negative rather than the positive, so that they have a ready-made excuse for not making the grade. They assure us that they have already lost the race even before it's begun. How can we overcome this loser's limp? It is by determining that each day will be a challenge to let God display His power. I have found that my best mental preparation for a positive attitude is to begin each day reminding myself of God's promises. Like, "For nothing shall be impossible with God," or, "We know that God causes all things to work together to those who are called according to His purpose." I like this one. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." There are many more promises. Reminding ourselves of them gives us the proper perspective of life. It is good to know that we are weak, that He may make us strong. It is good to be humble in our own sight. It is good to esteem others more than ourselves. But when we face a problem or circumstance that's too great for us, in all of our figuring, let's figure the God factor into our problem and see what happens.